Gautam opening the sutra.
Record, case 27. Yun mends the body exposed, the golden wind. A monk asked Yun Min, "How is it when the tree withers and the leaves fall?" Yun Min said, "Body exposed in the golden wind." From Cleary, Secrets of the Blue Cliff Record. A monk asked Uman, "What will it be when tree withers and leaves fall?" Uman said, "You embody the golden breeze." From the Ehikoroku of Dogons, Section 8, Dhamma Talk, Dhamma Words 10, translated by Taigen. A monk asked Yun Men, "How is it when trees wither and leaves fall?" Yun Men said, "The body is exposed in the golden wind." And now some notes from Secrets of the Blue Cliff Record. Hakuin says, "Entering a tiger's lair is dying and being reborn along with the students." Amok asks Guman, "How is it when matured by frost and withering?" He covertly presents literary color. "I do not ask about Buddhahood or Zen mastery. What is this?" Throwing blinding powder at him, he tried to take Uman. He saw the whole world uniformly in terms of the realm when subject and object are transcended and your skin is shed. Absurd. Tenke, "What season is this?" This monk was perceptive to pose this question. "When the flowers blossom in the spring sun, what time is it? When trees wither, what time is this? When eating and drinking, what time is it? What time is this very day? Take a look. If we have to label the time in question, let's say it is when the tree of complication, including institutionalized Zen and Buddhism, withers. The time when the tree withers and the tree falls." Hakuin, "Uman said the body is exposed in the golden wind. The whole thing is right here at hand, flowers and foliage and all. When the dragon howls, clouds rise. When the tiger roars, wind kicks up. In a contest where the outcome could not be predicted, he came through in the clutch. Even in the light, you cannot see his trail. Yet it has never been conceived anywhere in the world." Finally, Tenke says, "Is this mysterious? Is this marvelous? Is it mind? Is it an object? What realm is this?" This is a reply that fits like the lid of a box, occupying the essential bridge, not letting ordinary or holy pass, not changing at all. This is a statement that contains the universe. It might also be expressed as the soul body in myriad forms. Here, if you try to figure, that's already the end of the Zen heritage. Reflections. The commentary to this koan by Wan Wu seemed to indicate that this koan is about the relationship between a teacher and his or her student. The comments by Hakuin and Tenke in Secrets of the Blue Cliff Record similarly seem to indicate that as well. They see the dialogue between the monk and human as Dharma combat. Hakuin goes so far to say that the teacher puts his or her head into the lion's cage for the sake of the student. And Tenke says it is a well-known fact that one cannot get to the cub in the cage without entering the cage and getting past the mother lion. This dangerous metaphor tells us to what extent a teacher will go in order to teach a student. And then Wan Wu and Shui Tao, in his poem, somehow get Bodhidharma into the koan. How he fits in bewilders me. Since the question has a source, the answer is also in the same place. The three statements should be distinguished. One arrow soars into the sky. Over the great plains, cold winds wail. In the endless sky, scattered showers drizzle. Haven't you seen the traveler at Shaolin sitting long, yet to return? Remaining quietly about bare ears, one gathering. They say the withering tree and the falling leaves are metaphors for Bodhidharma sit before the walls of Shaolin. They also make a big deal about Yunmen's three statements or phrases. Here they are. This is taken from the Kato Shu, case 99, the notes by and translations by Krishna. One, it covers heaven and earth as a lid fits a box. The master's functioning perfectly fits that of the student. Two, it severs all flows. The master cuts off the thoughts and delusions of the student. Three, it rides the waves and sails the swells. The master matches his guidance to the capacities of the student and presses those capacities to the limit. Another way to look at the three phrases: above, between, below, in-breath, pause, out-breath. Frankly, I don't see any of this in the koan. Instead, I think the koan is about death and rebirth. The withering of the tree is the withering of the body. It is a body that is not physically dying, but a body that's getting rid of all the complications and permutations caused by the three poisons, greed, anger, and ignorance. It is a body that is throwing away everything that prevents the Dharma from being expressed. The leaves on this withering tree are the millions of thoughts generated in every cell of the body. The body is constantly moiling over and over these thoughts, and so the leaves must go. The best way to stop them is to get rid of them, all of them. One way to do this is to generate great doubt in your zazen. It's easy to generate great doubt. Begin with the record of Paleontology. The earliest period of the record is Cenozoic, 65 million years ago. If we look at a yardstick, each of the inch marks represents another period. The dust on the end of the yardstick represents civilization. And so we are squeezed into that patina of dust. Hamlet says, "What a piece of work is man! How noble in reason! How infinite in faculty! In form and moving, how express and admirable! In action, how like an angel! In apprehension, how like a god! The beauty of the world, the paragon of animals! And yet to me, what is this quintessence of dust?" Later, Hamlet says, "Alexander died, Alexander was buried. Alexander returneth into dust. The dust is earth. Of earth we make loam. And why of that loam, whereto he was converted, might they not stop a beer barrel? Imperious Caesar, dead and turned to clay, might stop a hole to keep the wind away. Oh, that the earth which kept the world in awe should patch a wall to expel the winter's flaw. One of my favorite practices is the practice of no trace, trying not to leave your identifying mark on whatever it is you do. But what traces can we actually make? What traces are Shakespeare and Caesar making now? Where is Genghis Khan? Where is Shakyamuni Buddha? From the point of view of time, the time of that spot of dust which contains the entire history of civilization, what traces do I make? Or is it a delusion? Are we perhaps in someone's dream? And will we disappear when that someone wakes up? What is civilization? Everything we've been talking about, all of our reading, all of our experiences, all of the world's religions, all of the wars which have been fought, Jesus Christ, the Prophet Muhammad, Moses, Buddha, Caesar, Hitler, Napoleon, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, can they all be delusions? Is the great financial crisis the world is now experiencing a delusion? This is great doubt. Great doubt gives birth to not knowing. Not knowing is not not knowing. Not knowing is not being ignorant. It is not a blank, it's a fullness. If someone were to ask, is there life on Mars? The person of not knowing would say, I don't know. She's not saying, no, there is no life on Mars, nor is she saying, yes, there is life on Mars. She's saying, it could be, maybe, it's possible. Not knowing is being completely open to all possibilities. So when the Emperor Wu asked Bodhidharma, who is standing before me? Bodhidharma answered by saying, I don't know. He wasn't saying he didn't know. He was saying the entire universe is here before you. Use it well. Keep faithful to it. Be good to it. Be one with it. All of creation is here at your fingertips. So in your zazen, bring up doubt. Any little doubt you may have about anything. Then develop that doubt into great doubt. Then enter from great doubt into the place of not knowing. When you can do that, you will be truly practicing zazen. Then the leaves will fall. Then the tree, the body withers and is naked and free. It moves like the clouds with the golden wind. It goes wherever the Dharma takes it. The great death is the withering of the tree and the falling of the leaves. The great rebirth is the embodiment of the golden wind. A monk asked Yunmen, how is it when the tree withers and the leaves fall? Yunmen said, body exposed in the golden wind.
Creations are numberless. I vow to freedom. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to receive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable.